Hello, this is Ainsley Lister, and you are listening to Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, and Kansas City Online Radio.
Tennessee took me to the quarter, said he had to run. Dropped me by the milestone for Highway 61. Henry Lee says to me, you gotta see it all before you're done. Now I'm standing on the corner, waiting for my angel to come. Well, bourbon's for the tourists. Cocktails are mighty pink. Music so loud that I can hardly think. What it is what it is. And what it is what it ain't. Gonna get down to the Bayou Club. It's getting late. They say roulette, le bon temps. Men folks want to sit it out, but the ladies want to dance. Say you can't have a good time just sitting on your hands. Cajun drifters on the stand, somebody spilling beer all down my shoes. And I ain't got nothing to win, nothing to lose. Oh, this scene ain't for the timid. You better jump right in. When it gets down to the bone, it's gonna make your head spin. You'd be sinning, grinning with the saints till the rising sun. Raise your glass to the voodoo queen in cemetery number one. And say roulette, le bon temps. Quoi que ce soit, n'importe jamais. Si vous voulez les bons temps. Just what you sow. Got to leave it when you go. If you could find a good wine, you'd be doing fine. But you can't get that stuff around here. Just a hand grenade, a hurricane, and a big ass bill. I say roulette.
Isn't that lovely? Opening up the Raven and the Blues, a little bit of French. Nothing wrong with a bit of French to start things off. And that's a guy called... That's a guy called Guy Tortora. American originally, but then domiciled in England for the last 15 years or so. And that's a track of his brand new forthcoming album, which is due out very, very soon. And Les Bon Temps, The Good Times, Les Bon Temps Roulés. I'm not quite sure what the name of the album is, because in the folder he sent me all the files, he didn't put the album name, but we'll find out in due course. Welcome to the programme. Wherever you're listening and however you're listening across the world, whether it's on FM in Spain, Cyprus and a couple of other places that steal the programme, I know who you are. And also whether it's online too, either as a sort of online like KCOR and MDOR Radio, or of course as the podcast. Nearly 1,000 likes on Facebook, which is lovely. Mostly new material in the show this week, and we scat, we leap from the continents really. So if we start there with an American living in England, let's go to an American living in America. His brand new album has just been released. It's called The Mississippi Blues Child. He is the Mississippi Blues Child. His name is Mr. Sip, and here he is with Nobody's Business.
All right. Knock a hole, man. Come on. Well, it ain't nobody's business what I do with my check.
Words of the truth, ain't nobody's business what I do with my check. That's Mr. Sip making his debut on the programme, although he has been in the business for quite some years. His new album has been out about a month in the States, and I only got a hold of a copy of it this week. The album is called The Mississippi Blues Child, and there you heard Nobody's Business. Back to the UK, up to Yarmouth now. Two guys who met, I guess, about 4 years ago now and came together and formed themselves as the King Biscuit Boys. They have an EP out, which is called Home Cooking. Actually, no, it's been out a while. I lied to you. They have an EP which has been out for some time, and I've only just got hold of it, called Home Cooking, and here they are with Tired of Working.
Mm-hmm. working. I've been working for too long. I'm tired of working, tired of working. I've been working for too long. I ain't got nobody, baby, to rest my lonesome head on.
Rather fine. It's just I just got hold of it this week. It's one of the records that have kind of been pushed around by the Independent Blues Broadcasters, the association of which there are 40 of us in the UK, about 40 DJs all come together, and often they share tracks and say, I've saw this band and they are truly wonderful, and they then put the tracks up for sharing, and that's how I got hold of that. I'm fairly certain anyway. The King Biscuit Boys and Tired of Working. Last weekend I was up in the Malvern Hills, my first time ever up there, and it's a fabulous location right on the borders of Wales, and did quite a bit of walking. But the reason for going up there wasn't to go walking or visit friends, which I also did, but also to see Baba Jack and doing a live album. The story behind it is good and yet sad in a way. They did a fabulous live set at the Royal Albert Hall last year, and the BBC recorded it, as they had done on previous years, with other people like Joe Harmon and Joe Poole. And Ian Siegel, of course. And then the plan was to have a live album from that. The BBC said, of course, they were happy to do that. But I think the Royal Albert Hall got a bit miffed at how well the albums from the previous year had done from Joe Harmon and Ian Siegel live at the Royal Albert Hall. And so they got greedy this year and asked for more money. And so it wasn't really possible. And so Paul Long of the BBC, and also the band Catfish, and also the Riders Brothers, he said, look, if you can get the venue, we'll do it again. I'll bring all my gear and we'll recreate the Albert Hall, which is what they did last weekend in their hometown of Malvern. Oh, it was fabulous. I mean, I saw them at the Albert Hall and it was good, but last weekend was just absolutely amazing. I can't play anything from it because it's all too early, but I can promise you that the live album, when it comes, is going to be staggering. It's the sort of all the favourites from the set, plus some new stuff too. I just can't rave about the evening enough. Anybody who was there will know they're at a very special event. So a bit of a taster from the previous album, then Baba Jack.
Hi, this is Trevor Steig from Baba Jack.
This is Becky Tate from Baba Jack, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues
on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa,
and Kansas City Online Radio.
Thank you. tired, my legs can't surely run. And I'm done, I'm done. I'm so tired, my legs can't surely run. Leave my boat across the sand, call the dogs from all around. All the birds, the big black crow, they can make a nest from my skin and my clothes. And I'm done. I'm done. And I'm so tired, my legs can't surely run. And I'm done. I'm done. And I'm so tired, my legs can't surely run. You can come where I can go. I love you, baby, and I love our home. You can come where I can go. It's just the way the cold wind blows. Dig a hole, 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 dig a hole in the deep dark ground. And I'm done. I'm so tired, my legs can't surely run. And I'm done, I'm done. And I'm so tired, my legs can't surely run. And I love you more than any woman can. And I love you more than any woman can.
Thank you.
caught it towards the end of last year in New Orleans, and you can hear that in the sound. It's got a really good New Orleans sound going to it. That's Papa Marley, his brand new album, been out about a month in the States. The album is called Music Is Love, and there you heard Go Down Water, and before that, and segued into it, the fabulous Baba Jack with a track from their Running Man album, and I'm Done. And the album, the live album, should, I guess, be due. It was almost all sort of done last weekend. There's a mix down to do now, and then obviously the sleeve notes and stuff, but I would guess the album should be due by the end of the year, and it's going to be definitely well worth getting hold of to add to your collection. Baba Jack at their very peak of quality. It's the Raven and the Blues coming to you once again on the road, this time by the banks of the Thames. There's a sound of, because it's a lovely warm day, a rare thing in the UK. They've got the door open, therefore, and the windows open, so you will hear boats going past and the occasional traffic going past, but also you'll hear lots of good music. Let's move on to another new album now, which comes from Sugar Ray Rayford. His brand new album has just been released, called Southside, and here he is with Call Off the Mission.
TV, each and every day, from all this pain and suffering, there seems to be no escape. Roadside bomb takes one more, young father gone to an early grave. For God, country, and peace, he tried to show you a better way. Call up the mission, call off strike. We're in opposition, say what's wrong or right. Call off the mission, call off the strike. We're in opposition to say what's wrong or right. Perception made by technology, designed to keep us all content. Got us chasing an empty dream while spending every red cent. Plastic, styrofoam, and pesticides, destroying the earth's fertile soil. Toxic landfills seeping into the drinking water. Our oceans polluted with dirty oil. Call off the mission. Call off the strike. We're in no position to say what's wrong or right. Call off the mission. Call off the fight. Let's rethink our position. Let's reset our side. No suspicion, no lies. For gratification, power, and vanity. If this is the pursuit of happiness, I'll take love, peace, and brotherhood to hell with the rest. Call off the mission. Call off the strike. We're in no position to say what's wrong or right. Wrong or right.
sweep around your own front door. Before you try to sweep around mine, call off the mission, call off the spine. We're in a position to say what's wrong or right. Can we say it again? Call off the mission.
Yay, the album is called Southside, his name is Sugar Ray Rayford, and they had a track called Call Off The Mission. Those two tracks from Sugar Ray Rayford and Papa Marley before him were both kind of on the R&B side, and a lot of the material has come to me this week on the sort of 10 or so albums that have arrived. I would think 7 of them are sort of more R&B than blues. So let's remedy that. So rather than keep on playing R&B, let's go back to some real blues. I'll put two of them, I think, side by side. Both of them from the UK. First of all, Eddie Martin.
I wanna groove with you, yeah. I wanna get right down and move with you. You've got the sweetest loving I've ever known. The smile stays on my face, baby, long after you've gone. I wanna move with you. I wanna move with you. Been out in the cold, babe, for far too long. I wanna groove with you. I wanna get right down and groove with you. Sweet neck, hold your pretty feet. I wanna make love to you, baby. Let those feelings wash over me. I wanna move with you. Don't you know I wanna groove with you? I just got to groove with you. Got the sweetest look I've ever known. I wanna get right down and groove with you. I wanna.
today. Girl, my little red rooster, too lazy to crow today. And all my animals in my barnyard are sitting every way. When my dog begins to bark, my hound begins to howl. The dog begins to bark, and babe, my hound begins to howl. Little red rooster's on the prowl.
Fabulous tour de force there from Blues Boy Dan Owen, or Dan Owen is his. I think he's dropped the Blues Boy altogether. That's a track taken from Little Red Rooster, which came out towards the end of last year. And I saw him do that at the Royal Albert Hall. Again, another recording made by the BBC, but probably because of the Albert Hall's new rules and regulations will never get released. But some good blues. And done Little Red Rooster, which we've heard so many times before over the years from so many different bands, done there in a very kind of different way. Somebody from the States we haven't featured for quite some months on the programme is Holly Z. Maxwell, the Black Bond bombshell. She's worked with Jimmy Smith over the years, and I'm very tempted to put her with Jimmy Smith together, but I, for the time being, we'll start with this one, shall we? Spoonful.
Never know how much you loved me. Never know how much you care. When I put my arms around you, I gave you fever that was hard to bear. I gave you fever in the morning, fever when I held you tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. It could have filled a spoon full of diamonds, could have filled a spoon full of gold. Just a little spoon of my precious love was enough to satisfy your soul. Hey, some men lied about me, some of them cried about me, some of them died about me. Everything's a fighting about that spoonful, that spoon, that spoon, that spoonful. It could fill a spoonful of coffee, could have filled a spoonful of tea, but a little spoon of my precious love, that spoon was good for me. Hey, men lied about this spoonful, they died about this spoonful, some of them cried about this spoonful. Everybody's fighting about that spoonful, that spoon, that spoon, that spoon. This spoonful, they tried to deny this spoonful, they tried to hide this spoonful. Hey, they lied about this spoonful, they sighed about this spoonful, they cried about this spoonful. This spoon, spoon, spoon. Hey, this spoon, this spoon.
Standard going back to the late 50s, very early 60s, written by Willie Dixon. I guess late 50s, very early 60s, when she'd be about 13 or thereabouts, because she's about my age. Her name is Holly Thee Maxwell. That's a track from her album which came out some 3 or 4 years ago, and it's called Spoonful. Okay. An old friend of the programme going way, way back to when the show first started, way back in the middle 90s, when I left working for BFBS as a salaried young guy and went back to being a freelance and took my suit off and started putting a T-shirt and shorts on and started doing a blues show. And Billy Price made contact with me. He's from Philadelphia, and I've been playing Billy Price tracks right through those years. I think also because he has a fan or a friend or a relative living in Spain who was a regular listener to The Raven and the Blues when it was on BFBS and hopefully still on Talk Radio Europe. Anyway, he's got together with Otis Clay and they got a new album which is called This Time It's For Real, and here they are with the old Sam and Dave original, which I think is fabulous. It's called You Got Me Humming.
Cold nights, hot.
so much part of my formative life when I was a teenager. Sam and Dave did it originally on Atlantic Records, and You Got Me Humming. And they heard 2015 Style from Billy Price and Otis Clay together off their brand new album, This Time It's For Real. Actually, no, I'm lying to you. It's actually called This Time For Real. I'm not reading it correctly. Big Daddy Wilson makes his debut on the show. He's got a brand new album out. Here is a track from it called Daisy.
I'm in love with my Daisy, she's my butterfly. So sweet and amazing, the apple of my eye. She comes every morning and brightens up my day. When she sits down beside me, everything's okay. Every morning when she comes, she whispers softly, I'm the one. She tells me all about her dreams, but I don't know just what it means. All the joy she brings to me, I'm in love with my Daisy. Love comes softly in springtime, a sight for my sore eyes. Bringing love to the flowers, just like sunshine. If you ever meet Daisy, you would know just why. I'm in love with my Daisy, little butterfly. I wonder, can she really see just how much she means to me? I just love when she's around. Nothing seems to get me down. All the joy she brings to me, I'm in love with my Daisy. Let go then, I just don't know how. Lord, I hope and I pray, please keep her nice and safe. Even if she's far away, in my heart she'll always stay. All the joy she brings to me, I'm in love with my Daisy.
Lovely. Eric Bibb was also on the album, but not on that track, although I'm not certain, because it's the disadvantage with having downloads is that if you get the CD, you actually get all the sleeve notes and you get who plays on what track. And I do know that Eric Bibb is playing on the album, and there's a little bit there which could be Eric on backing vocals, I don't know. His name is Big Daddy Wilson. The new album is called Time, just been released. In fact, it may, yeah, it's okay, it's out, give or take of it. And they had a lovely number called Daisy. Okay, here's an album that's been out a little while now, but it amazingly came out in vinyl, first of all, and then having had a vinyl one, they then had another release, and then eventually the CD, which you can now buy. But also, by waiting, you also get four extra acoustic tracks as well as your extra bonus. I'm talking about the Boom Band, their album Limited Edition, and here they are with The Red Eye of the Devil.
Staring at the black mirror of a television set. Tell me, is this as good as it's gonna get? Lost on the road, relying on a satellite to get me home. I can't tell you, I never felt so alone. They tell you that this life
failing. My lips are dried, my heart is racing. Better have a devil looking down on me. Better have a devil looking down on me. Better have a devil looking down on me. With the red, I have a devil looking down on me. Red, I have a devil looking down on me. Street, how am I gonna make ends meet? But tell me, how am I gonna live? Let the rain wash away every promise that I made, every debt left unpaid. Oh, all that history, is this the beginning or the end? But they tell you that this life makes you free to be just who you wanna be. Failing. My lips are dry, my heart is racing. You better have a devil looking down on me. You better have a devil looking down on me. You better have a devil looking down on me. You better have a devil looking down on me. You better have a devil looking down on me. You better have a devil looking down on me. Down on me, red eye of the devil looking down on me, the red eye of the devil looking down on me, with the red eye of the devil looking down on me, the red eye of the devil looking down on me, the red eye of the devil looking down on me, with the red eye of the devil looking down on me.
Long track and they still faded at the end. That's the Boom Band from their album from last year, the limited edition, and the Red Eye of the Devil. That's almost it for the Raven and the Blues. We close with a band out of New York, but are present in the UK. They're working, they're already in the UK now, and they're going to be working right through. I won't mention this weekend, it's too late, but 17th, that's next week, Manchester, 18th in Gateshead, 19th in Norwich, then into France for the 20th at Le Zebre de Belleville, which I actually might be able to make. Who are they? The band are the Hot Sardines. I've been playing them for about 6 months now, and people occasionally say to me, how do you find out these new bands, these great new things? A lot of the time, it's from other people. And the Hot Sardines came to me via the man in the hat, Peter Elliott, who said, have you heard this band out of America? And from that moment on, I've been playing them. So here's a track from their album from a couple of years ago, Frolicking. They're a band really worth seeing. If you can get to Manchester, Gateshead or Norwich or into France, wherever, it's worth catching them. Thanks for listening. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website, equally easy, ravenblues.co.uk. Links to all the artists, chance to donate to the programme and listen to some 10 years of the podcast as it's been going since May of 25. OK, the Hot Sardines, the album Frolicking at the playground, and hands off that man. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.